poll, majority of New Yorkers blame Joe Biden for migrant crisis damaging communities. By Amy Furr on October 24, 2023. New Yorkers are unhappy with President Joe Biden, D, for allowing a wave of migrants to flood their communities, a recent poll shows. The New York Post reported Tuesday that a Siena College survey showed 84% of voters believe the migrant issue is a serious problem. In addition, approximately 64% of voters flunked the Biden administration's handling of the migrant influx, while only 29% approved, the article read. Siena College pollster Steven Greenberg stated, "While other issues in Washington and abroad have largely driven the news cycle over the last few weeks, the influx of migrants to New York remains top of mind for voters, with 84% saying it's a serious minus 57% very serious problem for the state. Seldom do we see an issue where at least 79% of Democrats, Republicans, independents, men, women, upstaters, downstaters, blacks, whites, Latinos, Catholics, Jews, and Protestants all agree that the migrant influx is a serious problem. The strong majority of voters last month who said by 22 points that New Yorkers must work to slow the flow of migrants rather than accept and assimilate them, has grown to an overwhelming 35-point majority today. That view is shared by 82% of Republicans, 68% of independents and 52% of Democrats, as well as two-thirds of downstaters and 59% of upstaters." New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D, recently warned again that illegal immigration is not sustainable, and his city is running out of room, Breitbart News reported Thursday. Related, NYC Mayor Eric Adams, "Migrant crisis will destroy New York City." Adams said that since the spring of 2022, about 127,000 border crossers and illegal aliens arrived in the area, and more than 64,000 of them were living off local taxpayers' money. To make matters worse, the city is paying more than $300 a night per migrant family, Breitbart News reported in September, noting some of them are making $3,000 a month working illegally as delivery drivers. Biden's deputies want Congress to fork over $14 billion more to help illegal migrants travel to the United States border and hotels in communities across the nation, according to a Breitbart News report published Friday. The article stated, Biden's deputies have ushered more than 300,000 economic migrants through the U.S. border in September alone. The 2023 inflow has added up to roughly 2.5 million, not counting legal migrants and temporary workers. Exclusive, 1,500 migrants cross border into Texas in 6 hours. The poll was taken from October 15 to 19, 2023, among 1,225 registered voters. It has an overall margin of error of +/3.4 percentage points, including the design effects resulting from waiting, the website stated.